All right, back to it on a Monday. The work week is underway. Joining me back on the program, Mike Stein. He was here just recently. The Assistant Vice President of Operations for Strategy and Planning at ALSIP. The reason we had him back is because we just scratched the surface about Social Security disability insurance. And when you look at SSDI, there are millions of people on it, but people can get on it and get pushed off. There's some things that they don't understand, might be confused about. Mike Stein, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Explain to our listeners what SSDI is, how many people are impacted by it, and why your company, ALSIP, spends its time looking out for these people.
Sure. Social Security Disability is a program that most workers pay into, just like they're paying into the retirement system during their working careers. We have the FICA taxes coming out of our check. What that does for us is it provides us some insurance coverage if we encounter a severe disability during our working lives. It's a difficult program, and companies like ALSIP help represent people filing for and appealing for those benefits.
So when you look at SSDI, you know, a lot of people think, well, they're on Social Security disability income or insurance, and they're getting a bunch of money. Really, there's not a lot of money there. What was about $1,400 a month, we decided last time we spoke?
Yeah, right. The average benefit's a little less than $1,400 a month. So you're certainly not going to get rich by it, nor should you. It's a safety net.
So what about people, because we've been through this, you know, I went through this a few years ago, had an employee show up, wanted to work for me, had some sort of an SSDI check, but was afraid to work too much because, well, he said, you know, that'll screw up the SSDI, and I need that to do X, Y, and Z. What are the real rules here when it comes to somebody who's limited in what they can do? Maybe they can't go, you know, swing a hammer and build a house, but they might be able to sit in a chair and answer a phone, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Right. No, great question, Steve. What I wanted to talk to your listeners about this morning is something called the Ticket to Work program. Social Security has recognized and realized that once people get on this benefit, because it's a safety net, that they feel as though there's no going back. They don't want to lose it, don't want to jeopardize it with work. There's a lot of confusion about that. Some people think you can't make anything. If you earn a dollar, you'll be kicked off the benefit, and that's simply not the case. There have always been some allowances for working, and over the years, Social Security has actually made that program much richer. It's called the Ticket to Work program. What it does, it simply provides people another safety net. So these are the individuals on disability. It provides a safety net of income and health insurance while they transition back to work. And their benefits can continue for several years. So it's a long-term program. ALSIP's an employment services network, and we work with Social Security to help these people get back and follow all of the rules and provide all of the documentation so that they don't make any mistakes.
Right. You know, and that's important because this has become, well, it's complicated navigating all of the government forms, rules, regulations, updates. I mean, there's a lot to it, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the rules change, as I said before. So every couple of years, the rules change. It's hard to keep up with. And if people do go through this at all, they're likely to go through it just once in their life. So it's a good idea to get a representative for the Social Security disability and then work with a certified employment network when they're ready to go back to work.
So how important are these benefits to people, and how do they get qualified? I mean, obviously, if somebody gets hurt in a work-related accident, you get workman's comp insurance, generally speaking, right? That's how that works.
Right.
When does SSDI come into the picture?
Yeah, you should start thinking about SSDI if you have a severe disability, and it starts to look like you might be out of work for up to a year, or should your condition be of the terminal variety that's likely to result in death. So these are longer-term illnesses expected to result in death or last a year or more. That's when you should be thinking about SSDI.
Well, that's not very pleasant now, is it?
It's not.
honestly.
It's not, but it happens. It happens. You know, we all have those surprise things happen. Having a safety net there with the insurance that we pay for through our FICA checks really can make all the difference for people.
Mike Stein here, Assistant Vice President of Operations, Strategy, and Planning at ALSIP. ALSUP, by the way. ALSIP, is this your only area of interest, of expertise, or do you work in other areas as well?
This is primarily what we do, Steve. We help people get SSDI, and when they're ready to return to work, we do that. If it's okay, I'd like to give our listeners our website.
Sure, absolutely.
Work services.
Go ahead. Right,
for those looking to find out more about employment services, they should go to ALSUP, A-L-L-S-U-P, employmentservices.com.
And there you go. Mike Stein, Assistant Vice President of Operations Strategy and Planning at ALSUP. We certainly hope that people don't get hurt and aren't facing, you know, death or problems. We hope that they're able to recover after a year or two or whatever it takes and get back to work, but it is a difficult place. I think you and I talked about this, somewhere around 9 million people nationwide on this program currently. Is that about right?
That is right.
Yeah, big number. And how many people in the state of Michigan would find themselves on SSDI?
We know that there are a little over 500,000 people in Michigan on SSDI eligible for this Ticket to Work program, and you might be surprised to know that only about 1.3% of them are currently participating.
So the Ticket to Work could mean a chance to get a little extra money, get out, if you will, get some purpose back in your life, right?
Absolutely. It's a risk-free way of trying to go back to work. If you're successful, you'll likely earn a lot more than you will on Social Security benefits. You'll feel a lot better about yourself and be contributing. And if the medical condition doesn't allow you to return to work, it's a safety net, and you go right back to the benefits and health insurance that you've had.
Well, there you go. All right, Mike Stein, give us that website. Give us those resources again, just in case anybody's listening and says, hey, I need to learn more about that. Help them out.
Absolutely. They should go to alsupemploymentservices.com or call 866-540-5105.
All right. Mike, great conversation as always. Appreciate you bringing some understanding and some better evaluation and some knowledge here. Greatly appreciate it. Mike Stein, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Steve. Thank you.
David. Mike Stein, Assistant Vice President of Operations at Strategy and Planning at ALSUP. And if you're involved with the SSDI program, more than 500,000 Michigan residents are, you can find out more, find out what your rights are, find out about this Ticket to Work and so much more. And I agree with him. Wouldn't it be nice to get back to work and feel better about everything? Let's talk a bit about casinos and going to a casino. It's a place where you can put all your poker chips in on a single hand if you're so inclined. But if you do that, you probably lose everything in one swift move, as my father used to say. Now, what if we weren't talking about losing your casino chips, but we were talking about the stock market and all of those chips in front of you? That was your retirement, your legacy, your future. Are you prepared to lose your hard-earned assets to market volatility, potential rising taxes, inflation, expenses that you don't foresee? Well, I hope not. If you're in your 50s or 60s like me, stop gambling on your retirement in the stock market. There are alternatives to grow your nest egg that offer a principal guarantee and optional income for the rest of your life. Here's what you're going to do. Call Bruce Van Hall or Mike Douglas of Life Plan Financial. You can learn more. Their phone number, and you can call anywhere in the state. Don't care. 517-323-7526. 517-323-7526. Or go online, mylifeplanfinancial.com. Mylifeplanfinancial.com, the place to find out more. And you can have something good going on, and hopefully that'll work out for you. All right, still to come. Chad Livengood's going to be here. A new plan. He calls it a scheme to pay for roads and bridges and such. What does he mean by that? We'll find out right after the break, right here on the Steve Gerber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.